It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Yeah, we even play Canadian bands here on the Steve Gruber Show. Tragically hip there, their lead singer and lyricist, Gord Downie, died in 2017, very young, age of 53. He had glioblastoma. Gord Downie, born on this day back in 1964. Tragically hip, pretty darn good band. And their lyricist, very well respected across Canada, but also in musical circles. I saw them play once at the Taste of Chicago. Tragically hip. Gord Downie, born on this day back in 1964. Something On is the song from the hip that we hear here. Joined on the phone lines now by State Representative Andrew Fink. He is from the 35th District here in Michigan. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. A few things to get with you today. We might keep you around for a couple of segments just to make sure that we have all the details straight as we approach the governor's budget proposal coming on, Wednesday. Let's top line this and then let's get small after that. Essentially, and this has been reported on for about a week or so, Michigan Democrats, which really means Governor Whitmer, are trying to construct a scheme to deny Michigan residents a tax cut, an income tax cut, which by law they are entitled to, and which estimates put would be from 4.25% where we currently are to 4.05%. That would be a trigger in a law that's currently on the books from 2015 to lower the state income tax rate. And Democrats are doing everything in their power to prevent the state income tax rate from lowering. Correct?
Yeah, Scott, that's really the takeaway, is that regardless of what the scheme is, the number one goal seems to be to avoid lasting tax relief. When you have an unexpected surplus like this of $9 billion, I mean, unexpected from the perspective of a couple of years ago, having a rebate, I could understand why a person might think that was the right thing to do, but doing it for the purpose of avoiding lasting income tax relief makes no sense to me at all.
All right, so let's talk about a couple of things here. A story from Craig Mauger in the Detroit News on Friday laid out a couple of ideas that the governor has put forward. And so one of these is, and correct me if I'm wrong here, because Craig says this a couple of times, and it says a plan to ease taxes on retirement income. And then later in the story, he says one plan would decrease taxes on retirement income. But that's not true across the board. It's for certain types of retirement income, correct?
Yeah, Scott, that's correct. I mean, the basic plan brought to us by the House Democrats is a plan that would only relieve taxes on public pensions. There have been other versions floated out there. No final version's been agreed on by both chambers. I mean, just the bill that really these stories are about, House Bill 4001, has now existed in at least two different forms in the legislature. So exactly what the details are remains to be seen. But up to this point, the basic plan has been to prioritize public pensions as a method of receiving retirement income over other forms of retirement income, whether it's private pensions, especially investment accounts like a 401k or what have you, or even, and this is, I think, probably the most offensive part, if you're a person who was not able to get a job that promised you a pension in your youth, or you weren't able to save as much money as other folks were during the course of your life, and you're still working at retirement age, then your taxes will be the same as everybody else. But if a person who was no longer working and only receiving a pension would be paying less in taxes or even none in taxes. So, yeah, that's the kind of disparity between types of income for seniors that the Democrats seem to be focused on.
State Rep. Andrew Fink with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. The story in the Detroit News from Friday floats, for the first time that I saw at least, this idea of inflation relief checks, one-time payments, quote-unquote rebates, getting your own money back from the state. For the time that Republicans had the majorities in the House and the Senate, there were a number of proposals put forward and suggested to the governor for relief during COVID and then during times of inflation. Two sides could not agree to anything. Were checks like this ever part of that discussion last year or the year before?
Yeah, my recollection, Scott, is that in 2022, maybe the first half of 2022, the governor did mention that she wanted to do some kind of rebate checks. I think it may have been $500 per family. I don't remember now. It may have been a one-time sort of child tax credit was the way that one was pitched. But we don't have any details on this one, so I really don't know how similar or different what she's imagining right now is, because I haven't seen, you know, word one of it other than a news story saying that there's a deal, the details to which the reporters don't have.
And again, we should find out more today, tomorrow, Wednesday, on the exact plan. But according to the Detroit News story, it appears that the package would be one-time relief checks, retirement income change on public pensions, and an increase in the state's earned income tax credit. So you have, instead of across-the-board relief that a income tax reduction would have for every Michigan resident, you have very targeted retirement tax relief, public pensions, very targeted earned income tax credit relief, and then these one-time inflation relief checks as opposed to longer-term income tax relief for every Michigan resident. That seems to be, again, from what we know, the package is being floated, right?
Yeah, that's right. Targeted is one way to look at it, but, you know, we have an opportunity here. Really, it's not even an opportunity. It's a present reality that the income tax rate can and will be cut if nothing else happens. And so only through action by the governor and the Democratic majorities in the House and Senate would your tax rate be as high as 4.25 on your income taxes next year. If nothing happens, meaning if the Democrats don't create a so-called deal amongst themselves, not exactly how most of us use the term deal most of the time, but you know, if the governor's executive office hands the legislature a plan that they pass, that, I mean, I'd say we pass, but it's very, I can't imagine I would vote for it, but if they gave the legislature a plan that is passed to avoid that income tax cut, then that is, you know, effectively a tax raise on every single worker in Michigan, whereas they're currently looking at a tax cut. And actually, I want to emphasize here, not only every family that pays the income tax if you're earning money, but it is every small business that pays taxes, as an LLC or an S corp, you know, being essentially being taxed on individual income or partnership income. Those small businesses are also looking at what could be a very substantial tax cut for them. It's about 5% of the overall tax rate, so it's not a huge amount of money, but it's A, a step in the right direction, and B, something that the people are entitled to because of the revenues that the state has.
State Representative Andrew Fink, hang on. I want to come back and talk a little bit more with you about this this idea, these proposals. Ask about the business fund idea that was being floated by the governor, and also about how Democrats thus far are running things in the House with their newfound power. So stick around, please. State Rep. Andrew Fink from the 35th District here in Michigan is with us. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by the Michigan Chamber. Michigan Chamber is the resource every Michigan business owner needs to keep up on the fast-changing world of business and help you navigate the challenges. The Michigan Chamber is here for you. Thousands of members, they have experience no matter what you're trying to do. So check them out at Michigan Chamber. Actually, it's michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber at michamber.com. michamber.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
Place your hand on your heart. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.